A proposal to fund resources specifically to help curb the spread of COVID-19 in Arkansas's Latinx and Marshallese communities will have to wait a bit longer for approval. The plan would be implemented in Northwest Arkansas, as well as Independence, Randolph, Sevier, and Yell counties. But as Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek tells us, the state's legislative council voted not to hear the request last week.
It's typically described as one of the most ethnically diverse in the state.
That's State Representative Megan Godfrey describing District 89, which encompasses downtown and East Springdale.
I have a large percentage of constituents who are from the Latinx community, a large percentage of Marshallese constituents.
Which is why the Democrat says the Arkansas Legislative Council vote on Friday morning felt personal.
To be fully candid, it was really difficult. It was surprising. It was frustrating. I left in tears because I continue to hear stories in my community from people who are burying relatives, who are afraid to go to work, who are experiencing devastation and loss.
Earlier this month, the Northwest Arkansas Council requested nearly $7 million in Federal CARES Act funding to carry out a comprehensive COVID-19 response plan that would specifically target the state's Latinx and Marshallese communities, both of which have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. Godfrey says the plan includes testing, contact tracing, and improved case management.
So important to have case managers who, one, are connected to the community. So this proposal is using existing personnel in healthcare providers in the regions where the communities are impacted, as well as having case managers who are culturally and linguistically reflective of the patients that they may see.
The Latinx community makes up about 17% of the population of Benton and Washington counties, but represents nearly 50% of all COVID cases in the region. Meanwhile, the Marshallese community comprises about 3% of the area's population, but nearly 20% of virus cases and more than half the deaths. The Northwest Arkansas Council response plan was approved by the CARES Act Steering Committee early last week. The committee was established by Governor Asa Hutchinson to recommend the best use of the $1.25 billion the state received from the federal government. Godfrey says the proposal was part of a supplemental agenda included at the end of Friday's Legislative Council meeting.
What happened in this case was that particular proposal, the $7 million proposal for Marshallese and Latinx COVID response, did not get the vote it needed to be heard in the committee. So we voted to not even hear the proposal, hear the details, let alone take action on it.
Godfrey and 8 other members of the Arkansas House of Representatives voted for the proposal, but 14 of them voted against it, including Republicans Robin Lundstrom, Jim Dodson, and Charlene Fite, who represent parts of Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley.
I'm not sure what all of their concerns are, but that's the problem. We didn't hear about the proposal. We didn't dig into the details because we voted to not even hear it.
Republican State Senator Bob Ballinger, who was not part of Friday's vote but sits on the Legislative Council, issued a series of tweets about the Northwest Arkansas Council proposal. In one tweet, he writes, "If there is a pressing need to address specific minority communities through targeted outreach, why isn't the Arkansas Department of Health already doing it? Why act so urgent now when they have ignored these folks for months?" In another, he suggests Walmart, Tyson, and J.B. Hunt, which are members of the Northwest Arkansas Council, should dedicate their revenue to outreach in their communities instead of asking for CARES Act funding. Ballinger goes on writing, "Maybe some folks are using these minority communities." During Friday's coronavirus response briefing, we asked Governor Asa Hutchinson about the vote and the kind of message it sends to the state's Latinx and Marshallese communities.
Well, it's not a good message at all. I mean, the fact is the Center for Disease Control recommended a special investment and some increased testing, contact tracing, and emphasis on the Latinx and the Marshallese populations there in Northwest Arkansas. And the CARES Act Steering Committee expanded that to include other parts of the state that had high minority populations that were impacted.
A CDC team spent 3 weeks in Northwest Arkansas in June to analyze the situation in both communities, and earlier this month issued a report with a list of recommendations to control the spread of the virus. Hutchinson says the funds are there, and so is the urgency.
We want to take aggressive action. There's pressure on the Department of Health to do this and to get it done and to get it right. And we want to utilize our partners, and this is part of it. So I hope that the Legislative Council, while they didn't act on it today, will meet again very quickly and act on that and pass it, because we need that done. We need those resources.
Representative Megan Godfrey is hoping for the same thing, but says the next regular Legislative Council meeting isn't scheduled until the third week of August.
We need to move. We don't need to wait another month. And even if there's the possibility of an emergency meeting, which I'm hearing there might be, we just don't have the time to wait. We should have taken action this week.
Godfrey says community leaders in the Latinx and Marshallese communities have told her they're outraged and offended by the vote. She also apologized to her constituents.
This is a time that as leaders, we need to think about who is most impacted by this crisis and listen to what they are saying they need.
The Northwest Arkansas Council issued a statement in response to Friday's vote as well. President and CEO Nelson Peacock writes, "We are confident that once the Arkansas Legislative Council has an opportunity to review and understand the urgency of the proposal, it will approve these much-needed funds to support the communities most disproportionately affected by the virus." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
And over the weekend, the governor issued another statement regarding the Northwest Arkansas Council funding request. It says in part, quote, "The federal funds are in hand. The plan is in place. The partners are ready to go to work and our cases are going up. So, yes, this needs to be approved. The legislature is an essential partner and we cannot get this done without their action. I do hope this will be reconsidered next week, but every day that passes without action simply increases the opportunity for this virus to spread," end quote.